From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. There's something about New Year's that gets people thinking. It can be time to make changes and to think about life in a new way. And so on that note, we are starting a series of commentaries that seek to turn conventional wisdom on its head. The series is called Au Contraire. Here's essayist Lionel Beener. He'd like environmental do-gooders to leave him alone during the holidays.
All this nagging this past holiday season on having a green Christmas has me feeling blue. I've been afraid to crack open the eggnog. What if it's not organic? I've been scared to send actual paper Christmas cards instead of e-cards. Someone might think me a wasteful Scrooge. I realize Christmas shouldn't be so stressful on the planet, but does it have to be so stressful on the rest of us? Even shopping for the family is no longer fun. Turns out gifts, you know the kind that you box and wrap, are no longer eco-friendly. And unless wrapped with a biodegradable ribbon using hemp wrap made from naturally shed mulberry tree bark, it's the moral equivalent of bulldozing the Amazon. Nor should one burn candles during the holidays, at least not the petroleum-based kind, only those made from beeswax or soy. And that freshly cut Christmas tree must be strung with LED lights, not incandescent bulbs. And the manger beneath it better be LEED certified, too. It's not just Christmas that's going green. This past Hanukkah, Israeli environmentalists were encouraging Jews to light one less menorah candle on the eighth night to reduce carbon emissions. During Ramadan, Muslim Americans who were fasting were told by Islamic environmentalists they were not just following the Quran, but also curbing consumption, which in turn reduces greenhouse emissions. I've always felt the greening of the holidays was just a way for the rich to rest their consciences without sacrificing their five-star lifestyles. They can still shop at Barney's, but now buy an ivory bracelet, part of whose sales benefit indigenous Alaskan artists, to go along with their soy-based underwear. They can then hit the slopes guilt-free, knowing the snow guns use oil-free air compressors and the chairlifts are solar-powered. Just don't mention the SUVs crammed in the parking lot. For the rest of us, though, the trouble with all this green do-goodery is it makes us feel like we are doing our part to save the planet without asking for sacrifice. That need to feel like you're giving back each holiday season is fulfilled, without ever having to reach into your wallet when the Salvation Army Santa rings his bell. If anyone accuses you of Grinch-like behavior, just point to your Patagonia jacket made from recycled soda bottles. Plus, much of what passes for green this season seems ridiculous. So what if I use plastic bubble wrap instead of dry pasta to package my presents? And dangling fluorescent bulbs from my Christmas tree just looks weird. Sure, the holidays are as good a time as ever to reduce our carbon footprint, but while all this self-righteous hectoring may have gotten some of us to go greener this past season, for many of us, it just created more hassle. I'm happy to turn down the thermostat, ride my bike more often, and dim the lights to conserve energy. But next Christmas, I won't let the environmentalists dim my holiday spirit.
That's freelance writer Lionel Beener, who's based in New York City.